At our final debate this past Tuesday for the race in New Jersey for governor, between, of course, the incumbent, Governor Phil Murphy, and his Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, was a lively debate, as debates come and go. Touched on a variety of topics, from COVID-19 vaccines to school funding. Actually found some common ground, believe it or not, on abortion. Might not sound like something you'd want to do as a challenger, in this case in Cittarelli's seat, but, well, this is New Jersey, so you know, we'll get to that in a moment. Make sense of at least that one aspect. This comes as Murphy, who's looking, of course, for his second term, continues to lead in the polls, though the margin has thinned. Election day, by the way, is November 2nd. More people paying attention now, so next couple of weeks, between now and Election Day, should see the poll numbers become a little more telling than what they've been. Cittarelli declared New Jersey is, his choice of words, broken. Murphy said it's sunrise in New Jersey, as the state continues to recover from the pandemic. Said we have to keep moving forward, especially since, you know, when we look back and see New Jersey as the state with, oh, you might recall, among the highest rate of COVID-19 deaths in the nation. Two of them clashed over policies for how to keep handling the lingering pandemic. Cittarelli insisted he personally encourages people to get vaccinated against the virus, so he still is sticking with his opposition to vaccine and mask mandates. He says a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work. Negative about that stance can be found in the stat that shows a majority of Republicans, even more so specifically Trump voters, refuse to get the vaccine. It's tough to stop a virus when people don't want to do their part to stop the virus from spreading. Murphy argued that leaders now know the playbook to fight the virus, vaccines, and masking. Quoting Murphy from the debate, for folks who ignore that and disregard that playbook is putting lives needlessly at risk. Murphy, by the way, was not asked what page of that playbook calls for a governor to send senior citizens with COVID-19 from the hospital to long-term care facilities, where the people most prone to the virus were living at the time. On that note, Murphy was pressed on why he's not yet fulfilled his promise for a review, examining how the coronavirus pandemic was handled in the nursing homes, long-term care facilities, veterans centers. Murphy's response, the challenge is we're still in the middle of a pandemic. There will be a full accounting, without question, independent of my office on this. So let's look at this for a moment. In the middle of a pandemic, you can consult with advisors, political allies, to increase state spending and taxes. But you can't push for and participate in an investigation of why Murphy's COVID-19 policy regarding senior citizens resulted in over 8,000 deaths. Well, and just so we're clear on the parameters of what we're working with here. Another hot point issue involved the state budget. Cittarelli has attacked Murphy for adding $11 billion in state spending over the past 4 years, and Cittarelli has vowed to cut $10 billion in spending and reduce property taxes, we've heard that before, by revamping the state school funding formula. Cittarelli said, I will tell you that state government is bloated, inefficient, and corrupted by special interests. But he didn't directly answer what programs he'd cut. Instead, he said he'd work with state lawmakers. Figure that part out later. Murphy, on the other hand, touted how his administration has increased funding for public schools, recently made a $6.4 billion payment to the state's underfunded public worker pension system. Murphy said, why is the budget up? Think about it as if you were a family and you were not paying your mortgage or your rent. We're paying our bills. Murphy also blamed Cittarelli and previous lawmakers for not providing enough funding in the past, saying we inherited a complete and utter mess, and you were there, meaning Cittarelli, for 6 years before I was. Which the truth is that Murphy's predecessor, Chris Christie, was no fiscal conservative when it came to the budget. I mean, sure, Christie put a 2% cap on property tax increases, but doesn't that mean property taxes still went up by that 2%? Cittarelli defended his school funding plans against criticism that would cut court-mandated funding to poorer districts, saying the owner of a million-dollar home in Jersey City is paying less in property taxes than someone owns a $400,000 home elsewhere. Cittarelli said it's not fair. We need a flatter, more equitable distribution of aid. Murphy, as a response, said that would hurt horror students, especially in communities of color, saying if you're in a black or brown community or you're a black or brown kid out there, you're going to get the rug pulled out from under you. This is an us versus them move. And when you think about it, the funding really isn't the total issue. Poor jobs by the teachers in some school districts, especially in the urban areas, have a lot to do with the rotten performance at those schools. These problems are only going to be magnified in the post-pandemic school sessions where many kids were already finding out have fallen behind versus where they should be as far as their individual level of learning. Murphy continued in the debate with his effort to suggest Cittarelli as a supporter of Trump, and we'll take New Jersey backwards. Cittarelli countered by saying, Murphy's prone to blaming Trump or Chris Christie, both Republicans, obviously, for problems in the state. Cittarelli saying to Murphy, you asked for the job. I promise you this. When I take office in January, I will not blame the Murphy administration for anything. We'll get the job done. Cittarelli has been criticized for drifting right after a relatively moderate career in the state legislature. He was also pressed in the debate this past Tuesday why he has supported Trump despite calling him a, quote, charlatan back in 2015. Cittarelli pushed back with, well, his attempt at a joke. In 27 years of marriage, I want you to know, Melinda's called me worse than a charlatan a few times. Cittarelli then praised Trump for how he handled the economy, border security, being tough on China, moving the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. He said he disagreed with Trump on things like offshore drilling, funding for the Gateway Tunnel Project, as well as ending state and local property tax deductions above $10,000. But Cittarelli did not say whether he would support Trump if he launched another White House run in 2024. And he also wouldn't say if he'd welcome Trump with open arms if Trump offered to campaign for him. Abortion, that was another notable topic in the debate, with Cittarelli taking, well, I guess you could say a moderate stance on the issue. Starting with what Murphy said, too. Governor has said that the state legislature should act now to pass the Reproductive Freedom Act in New Jersey that would enshrine the rights of abortion into state law. Said this has gone from something that I think folks thought was abstract and theoretical, meaning any overturning of Roe versus Wade, to here in present danger. Cittarelli has said women should have a right to choose, though he supports a ban on abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy. And he said, in the debate, he doubted Roe v. Wade will be overturned by the Supreme Court, but he said he would support writing a state law to enshrine protections of Roe v. Wade in New Jersey if it was overturned, saying in the debate, if that's what we need to do here in New Jersey to protect the women's right to choose, we will do that. Murphy talked about his administration's clean energy master plan, which relies on things like nuclear production, offshore wind generation, calling that latter a big game changer for South Jersey especially, but he stopped short of providing a price tag for putting into place the plan. When impressed by one of the moderators for more details, saying it's to be determined in terms of how it gets paid for, but it won't be on the back of the ratepayer. That's the important thing. That's what Murphy said. Cittarelli, who's faulted Murphy's clean energy plan, accused Murphy of shirking the responsibility to put forward a comprehensive analysis. And like we talked recently about here on Issues and Ideas, if you want a clue to the cost and the impact of an alternative energy plan like Murphy's, well, just look at the present-day California. Do you want California's today to be New Jersey's tomorrow?